Employees at the City of Cambridge earning over $100,000 cost taxpayers more than $36.3 million last year, an increase of about 30.21% over the previous year according to the province's annual public sector salary disclosure list. There were a total of 251 employees at the city who made over that threshold last year, up 2 from the previous year. The City of Cambridge's highest-paid employee remains David Calder, who earned an annual salary of $269,548 last year, a nearly 3% increase over the year prior. Deputy City Manager Hardy Bromberg was the next highest earner, taking home $209,939, not including taxable benefits. Popularly known as the Sunshine List, and required under the Public Sector Salary Disclosure Act, 1996, the disclosure lists employee salaries in organizations that receive public funding by the province. All employers subject to the Act are required to submit their disclosure records to their funding ministries by the fifth business day of March each year. The province then has until March 31st to make public the names, positions, salaries and total taxable benefits of employees paying $100,000 or more in the previous calendar year. The Act applies to organizations such as the Government of Ontario, Crown agencies, municipalities, hospitals, boards of public health, school boards, universities and colleges, Ontario Power Generation and other public sector employers who receive a significant level of funding from the provincial government. Other top local earners include Cambridge Memorial Hospital President and CEO Patrick Gaskin, who earned $331,340 last year. Conestoga College President John Tibbetts earned $494,716 in 2023. Waterloo Region District School Board Director Jiwan Shanika earned $291,173. Region of Waterloo Chief Medical Officer Dr. Shu Li Wong earned $335,761. And Waterloo Region Police Service Chief Mark Crowell earned $306,384. The list is searchable by employer or employee and can be found here.